the other, a couple of the classes I'm in, and like the one seminar I do, like there, it's just old ladies. There's a lot of old ladies there. The one lady who runs the one seminar, and she's like, "Can I borrow three or four strong young men? Even at my field play, can I have three or four strong young
Yeah, they
men?"
always say
And they
that.
always have to go, or I mean, ladies, if you
Or
want,
Jack Dykes.
yeah,
Got any
dude.
bull dykes in here that can
We have
carry
any
a TV?
Wawa cashiers who
That's what I did. I need three strong young men, or just a huge dyke. Do you guys have any huge dykes in your
Oh my
class?
God, dude.
Dyke is one I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, people have
I'm
been
gonna bring that back. Dyke is hilarious.
Yeah, that's one
Very
like
offensive.
Yeah.
It's such a funny fucking
It's
dyke,
like a
man.
little, it's a spike, dude. It's such a
It
that's
is. It's a quick jab.
yeah, I, the like the let like the I'm like thinking there's like the lipstick lesbian world of like hot lesbians
Yeah.
that pretty much only exist in my head. And then there's like chicks out there like trying to fill the man's role in a
Yeah.
relationship, just gelling the fuck out of their
They should
hair.
always have baseball gloves on.
Just yeah, dude. Just fucking gelling their hair, securing that fucking middle-level manager position, and just fucking getting your bitch in check.
Yeah.
But it is always strange to me when I watch like rugged female lesbians, let's just say, like get manly, and it's just kind of like, what's
Yeah,
going
it's
on,
like, do you
man?
want to fight me? Are we
Yeah,
fighting? Should
exactly.
I fuck you up?
It's just strange to me, dude. I had to watch this
Let's
movie.
step into the ring.
I had to watch a movie the other day called, it's called like Into the Night or something, and it's about these. It was four lesbians in New York. They're all going out hanging out on the town, and some guy was chilling on a fire hydrant and was like, "Yeah, I want some of that," to one of them. And the girl was like, "I thought he saw my drink." And I was like, "You want my soda?" And he's like, "No, I want some of that." And they were like, "Dude, we're lesbian, you know, we're lesbians, blah blah blah." And he was like, "I'll fuck you, dyke straight, blah
Hey, he
blah
said
blah blah."
Dykes. Yeah, I knew he was gonna say it.
Oh, he went hard. He was like, "I'll fuck you, dyke. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass," and like started like saying all the shit to them.
Yeah.
And they went up to him, fucking stabbed him, and beat his ass.
They killed
Fuck,
him?
they didn't kill him. They stabbed him and beat his fucking ass. The cops got called, and these chicks. It was literally. Did you ever see Set It Off, the movie?
Yeah.
It was basically real life Set It Off. They just stabbed a fucking catcaller, dude. It did like 6 months in Riker Island. I didn't see the rest of it, but
Damn.
yeah, it was like they claimed self defense,
I
which
mean,
is like fucking fair enough, dude. If you challenge a group of lesbians to a fight and one of them stabs you, that there should be
Yeah,
some sort
true.
of thing where it's just like,
Yeah, you earned that one.
bro, you don't have to
First off,
be.
why are you sitting on a fire hydrant? You fucking
You should have been
homo. Yeah,
ticketed.
dude.
Dude, right, watch it. I'm like, then literally, I'm like, oh man, he has his butt right on
Yeah,
the
he's fucking taking it right in there.
He's like, "I'm gonna fuck it. I'm gonna fuck these lesbians, dude.
I'm
I'm
gonna
not
fuck all
fucking
four of
gay.
these
I'm not
chicks.
fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, this doesn't feel good. I hate this right now.
I'm gonna fuck these chicks who look like dudes right now, dude." But yeah, he
They stabbed him?
the one fucking hawked him, dude, and fucking caught him right in the ribs. So then, like, the four fucking lesbians walk
Right
around.
when she said it, he was probably like, ah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Ah,
Oh
my bad,
God,
my bad, my
I'm not
bad.
gonna butt fuck you. They like walked around the corner like, "Yo, we fucked that guy up." And the cop who was responding was like, "Oh, here's a lady who
Yeah, I
stabbed the
got
guy."
him.
So it was
We
like,
got an APB for four dykes. I found him right away.
yeah, he's like, "God, I'm never gonna find these guys." I'm like, "Yeah, we fucked that guy up." And he's like, "Oh,
Oh,
perfect."
yeah, that was an easy one.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, that was pretty funny to
They're
say.
definitely hitting that boot camp.
Oh
Those
my
four, if
God,
they're willing to
dude.
stab a catcaller, dude, they are crushing boot
That
camp.
lady had a knife on her, man. Ready to roll. But I think the one was like, I was raped when I was younger. So they're walking around, they're fucking strapped up with knives, dude. And some
Maybe.
dude like starts approaching. I'm like, "I'm gonna fuck you in the ass." And she was just like, "Honk."
Yank.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think so. So I was thinking about that, because people are like, "Man, you can't just stab people for saying shit to you." And it's like,
You can't.
you can't. But if you're a guy who's telling lesbians you're gonna fuck all four of them in the ass, it's like,
True.
and you get stabbed, it's like, who feels sorry
But
for you, bro?
now you're holding that guy to a level of accountability that for a crazy person, he's obviously a crazy guy. He's obviously a complete fucking loser. He's clearly a crazy person.
My thing
He's
is
sitting outside. Dude, if you're catcalling like that by yourself, you're sitting by yourself and you're just like, "Hey, bitch, I'm gonna fuck your ass." You're fucking retarded.
Here's the catch. It was like 10 years ago, which was like, that wasn't as crazy back then to be like, "I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. I'm
I
gonna
think
fuck you
it
in
was, dude. I think it
the
was always not appropriate.
ass." I mean, I get,
I
yeah,
mean, unless
sure.
we're in fucking Italy or Spain or
True,
South
true.
America or any other
True,
country.
true. Damn, ma. You could hit him with a damn,
Yeah.
ma. Like, "Yo, let me get your number, baby girl." That was sick when like people used to have to like go to chicks on the street and be like, "Yo, can I get your number? Oh, baby girl.
I think women
Yo, baby
appreciate
girl. I'm
that.
about to butt fuck you,
Unless you
girl."
do that. Unless you do that. But if you walked up to a girl and be like, you're really pretty.
Yeah. Oh,
Could I get
dude.
your number?"
That's just Sir Galahad stuff,
That's
dude.
just crazy.
I mean, this is the you know, I forget.
It's all about your terminology. Now, if you walk up to him and you're like, yo, I need your number so I can come in your fucking mouth, yeah, then you're not getting it, and then you might get stabbed.
But now, what I saw with online dating was like, they being bothered. Well, really, it's just they want to be able to select somehow who they want to net around to only let dudes that they're attractive to come in and like bother them in real life. But that's what I did see with like them being like, it sucks, got to meet people online. But the same thing, like, oh my God, guys, they can come up and talk to you. It's like, well, it's one or the other. Either you're going to deal with like the crushing despair of meeting your, you know, your
future lover, your on future the internet,
partner on the internet and dealing that way. Or you got to deal with a bunch of fucking weird dudes coming up and being like, following you for a couple blocks and being like, yo, no, for real, mom, for real, mom, for mom, for real, mom, we can build together, mom, mom, turn, oh, yeah. God, you stabbed me. God damn it. I shouldn't have led with that butt fucking thing.
Yeah, I knew it was stupid. I honestly really like you. I just got nervous. I'm sorry.
But yeah, there is a term, I forget what it is, but it's for wanting two different things at once. And